From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium authorities say the number of people killed in last week's attacks in Brussels has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. They include 17 Belgians and 15 foreigners. The United States, meanwhile, says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border fought Tuesday with several hundred migrants, many of them fleeing war in Syria. The migrants had been blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Thousands of others encamped near the village of Adelmeni ignored government orders to move into temporary shelters. 2 years after three West African countries were struck with the largest Ebola epidemic in history, the World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak over. Lisa Schlein reports.
An emergency committee that convened at WHO headquarters to review the Ebola situation in West Africa says Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have successfully interrupted their original chains of Ebola virus transmission. The UN agency acknowledges that Guinea is dealing with a cluster of new Ebola cases and deaths, but it says flare-ups such as this are expected. The committee says the three countries are able to respond rapidly to new virus emergencies so that Ebola no longer poses an international threat. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States is ordering military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Missions Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Emir, and Mula due to continued security concerns in the region. This is VOA News. Brazil's largest political party has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party. The move brings Ms. Rousseff one step closer to impeachment and removal from office. The Brazilian Democratic Movement Party says six cabinet ministers and about 600 federal employees who belong to the party will resign. An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus was arrested Tuesday following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cyprus officials said the incident was not terrorism-related.
But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud.
Officials described the man as mentally unstable. Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at the crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. A Pakistani military spokesman says intelligence agencies, along with regular and paramilitary troops, are carrying out operations against suspected sleeper cells and terrorist hideouts in several cities in Punjab state. A new U.S. political survey shows 48% of Republican voters continue to favor businessman Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination. The NBC News Survey Monkey poll, released Tuesday, also shows the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has narrowed, favoring Clinton by only 6%. The next contest in the state-by-state nominating process is April 5th in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. The campaign manager for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been charged with simple battery over an incident in which he is alleged to have grabbed a female news reporter. He is denying any wrongdoing. The British government is downplaying a United Nations Commission ruling that Argentina believes bolsters its claim to the Falkland Islands. The Commission on the Limits of the Continental Shelf ruled that Argentina could extend its reach at sea to within the area around the Falklands. But Britain says the ruling has nothing to do with its sovereignty over the islands. Britain and Argentina fought a war in 1982 over the territory, a war won by Britain. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.